More than 100 members of the military gathered at Fort Richardson last week for 2 days of unsanctioned fighting. It's an annual tradition testing soldiers' hand-to-hand combat skills inside a cage. And as KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports, it fits within the Army's evolving standards for what constitutes a battle-ready soldier.
Every year, the U.S. Army in Alaska's Combatives Tournament brings soldiers together to beat each other up. Combatives is the nickname for the Army's in-house fighting style, a combination of disciplines from across the world that, at the highest levels, looks like boxing until fighters slam each other onto the ground in a tangle of chokeholds, arm bars, and leg locks. The Army overhauled its hand-to-hand combat program starting in the mid-90s, and in the last decade or so, Combatives has taken off. In a huge gym at Fort Richardson outside of Anchorage, soldiers, supporters, and spouses crowd onto folding chairs and bleachers around an octagonal ring as the advanced matches are hammered out.
Maybe this is a dumb question. What's it like to get knocked out?
It's actually pretty cool.
Sergeant Sean Ehrenhold is the outgoing trainer on base and a top-level Combatives instructor. Ehrenhold is huge, by my estimate, about 3 radio reporters wide. The only reason he's not competing in the cage is because it's his job to help referee matches. He says in spite of a grisly knockout a few minutes earlier, Combatives is more than just blood sport. In modern war zones, soldiers may be going on house-to-house raids or conducting traffic stops and need to know how they'll react if stuff gets physical in close quarters. That's why instructors like Ehrenhold practice chokeholds on each other, along with something called an Option 3 drill.
And what it is we take people or soldiers that have never been punched in their face before, and we punch them in the face. It's not a rite of passage. It's a technique to show, hey, you can get hit in the head or in the body and still be able to perform what you need to do to gain dominance.
The second goal of the Combatives program, and the one I hear a lot more people at the tournament emphasize, has to do with mental health.
There's a lot of soldiers that have PTSD and that like to fight because it helps take their mind off of things that have happened.
That's certainly the case for Sergeant John Medeiros when he trains after a stressful day at work in his electronic warfare unit.
I don't have time to sit there and dwell on the things that are bothering me in life and stressing me out when my training partners and my coaches are trying to choke me and break my arms.
Medeiros is trained in wrestling, jiu-jitsu, as well as Combatives. A lot of the serious fighters like him do Combatives courses on base, then fortify that training with after-hours sessions at studios and gyms in Anchorage. Medeiros got involved with all this in the early 2000s while living in Georgia, when an elite group of Army Rangers just happened to be refining the techniques that now constitute Combatives at nearby Fort Benning.
As a young high school kid, I was a short little dorky kid. I got picked on a lot, had a little bit of a chip on my shoulder.
Medeiros' wrestling coach knew the Rangers on base and got his impressionable teenage student hooked up with them for extra mat time.
I tell people all the time, jiu-jitsu has changed my life for the better and made me into what I am today.
And Medeiros spends a lot of time coaching other fighters, in part to pay forward the help and orientation he got early on.
A top priority right now in the military in general is there's a lot of suicides going on and people that just feel alone and don't have that outlet for that stress. But if I can introduce jiu-jitsu and Combatives to one person that it's able to help put them in a better place and give them a better outlook on life, then I've done something positive.
This year, the 125th Striker Brigade from Fairbanks took first place in the tournament, but Medeiros and others say that's just until next year when the trophy comes back to Fort Rich. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes,